Currently, 15 counties hold 600 prisoners in their jails, an arrangement that puts nearly $11 million annually into their coffers. But Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish says, absent a new budget, his department faces a major shortfall for jail bed contracting for the next 2 years, and the overflow prisoners would have to come back into the state prison system in December. That worries Columbia County Sheriff Dennis Richards. He says they house 25 state's inmates,
which brings in just over $450,000 per year. That's money that the whole county of Columbia is looking to have in their budget. And with budgets being tight all over right now, the last thing that you want to hear is that you're going to have almost $500,000 possibly not coming your way anymore.
Outagamie County Executive Toby Palzer's not pleased either. His county holds 40 inmates, and he can't think of how the state can realistically take them back. Palzer says there's a better solution.
If the state has any open prison cells right now, we should put the state legislature in there and the governor, close the door, and tell them they're not getting out till they get the budget done.
Palzer says even with building a new prison, staffing it would be a major problem, and the facility would pile on more debt for the state. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.